Cleveland was also very cool. We stayed in an Airbnb in Ohio City, which I picked at random. It ended up being a great choice. Coincidence? It has the largest concentration of breweries in Cleveland. Ohio City does. And Cleveland is a city with tons of breweries. Ohio City is also one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. I've said the word city so many times it started to lose meaning. The West Side Markets in Ohio City, it's kind of like the St. Lawrence Market in Toronto, this huge, beautiful brick building full of vendors. There's a really neat little 1950s diner on the side of it. There are restaurants everywhere. I asked somebody at one point if there was a noted culinary school in Cleveland, or if there was a, you know, if there were a ton of them located in some certain district or something like that, if that was something they were known for, because there just seemed to be so many restaurants, and there's not. I mean, there are culinary institutes there. You can learn about food in Cleveland, but there's no one place that they're all coming from. It just so happens the city's a mecca. If you're a foodie, there's a ton of stuff to eat there and a ton of stuff to drink. Another kind of neat thing about Cleveland is ArcelorMittal. You can drive right through the mill there. There's a road that cuts through the center of their site, and obviously you can't get out of your car and walk through the buildings or anything like that, but just to drive through the center of it and see things happening is pretty neat. There were a lot of things. This also did make it into the Cleveland story about the freighter that we saw on the river there. That's one of the things that felt like so many things on this trip. They felt somehow planned for our benefit. Like Tourism Cleveland found out we were coming and set this up. When I called Bruce Fisher in Buffalo to talk about the windmills there, he told me he had to call me back because he was outside and it was too windy to hear. When I was talking to Tom Murphy about the recreational trails in Pittsburgh, there were literally hundreds of runners streaming by the window of the breakfast place we were in, training for the Pittsburgh Marathon. There were runners everywhere. It was like packs of wild dogs. You'd see them in alleys stretching or running along recreational trails or sneaking behind buildings. It was nuts. And the same thing happened in Cleveland with Joe Yashannon, who works with Cleveland Metro Parks, took us up to Tremont to show us the river. And as soon as he commented, geez, I really wish there was a freighter on the water right now, because that's quite a thing to see and it would make some amazing photos, he stopped and went, wait, what's that? I think I see. And it was a freighter coming around the bend. So very cool thing. John has a video of that you can watch in one of our galleries. It was crazy to see. The thing's massive, and you would not expect it to be as quiet and slow and still as it is, but it really is just like watching something happen in time lapse.